Welcome to the Spirit of Life Ministries. Spirit of Life Ministries' aim is to call to the born-again body of believers to manifest the kingdom of God through the teaching and proclamation of the Word of God, as well as the greater good for all humanity. Spirit of Life Foundation is based on Ephesians 4th chapter, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and knowledge of the Son of God and fullness of Christ, to the edifying of the body of Christ in love. Spirit of Life Ministries' heart is for the restoration of the soul and greater good for all out of love. Please welcome now Sister Beatrice Jackson.
Thank you for joining Spirit of Life Ministries. I am Sister B. I give honor to the Trinity Godhead, and Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you for another opportunity to minister your word. I ask that you open the hearts of the hearers. And Holy Ghost, I ask that you give me the grace to minister what you have given me. All these things I ask in Jesus' name, and I thank you for them. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, you know what? We know that for many of us, the people of God, that we sense him doing something in us in a greater way these days. He has been fortifying and increasing us, expanding us inwardly. We're also experiencing a deeper level of intimacy, and he's growing us up. He's growing our faith as well. And we know the Lord is taking us someplace, and in places in him we've never been until now. And spiritually speaking, we don't take nowhere near as many trips around the wilderness mountain like in times past. Praise God. You know what? It's like we're on the brink of the promised land. Thank you, Jesus. Do you remember after God brought the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, he took them the longest yet the safest route to take them into the promised land? Let's go to Exodus 13, starting at verse 17. And it reads, "Then it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt." Now, God did that so they would not change their mind due to seeing war. And remember, these are a people that have been in bondage. These are not warriors. And if they changed their mind, it would cause them to regress and remain in a mindset or behaviors of bondage rather than get to know God and progress forward into who God called them to be and what he had for them. And we do know that the wilderness is also a refining place based on the word of God by way of learning God and his word. Verse 20 reads, "So they took their journey from Succoth and camped in Etham at the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night." Verse 22, "He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people." Praise God. So God's presence was always with them day and night as he led them by way of the wilderness, praise God. Now, I'm saying all this because along the way, sometimes when God shows us something, especially as it relates to the call he has on our lives, sometimes we can get tempted to speed up the process and hurry God into what he's shown us. We can get ahead of God and move in haste. So I want to minister along these lines today in regard to the perils of haste. You know, just recently, someone made me a really great offer. a dear brother, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And someone I took to immediately. His heart and spirit is just beautiful. And I haven't known him very long, yet he's been a blessing to me. And he has my heart. I just love and praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And what he offered me would expand Spirit of Life Ministries reach. And initially, I accepted the offer out of excitement and how it could benefit people, praise God. And the offer is of God. I knew this in my spirit. However, praise God, I had to text him back and change my mind. Because for one thing, excitement is not a leading of the spirit. And that's an example of not going around the wilderness mountain again. Remember I said early on how we take less trips around the same mountain? That's what I'm talking about. And though it is of God, it's not for me to do it now. It's for later. This I know in my spirit too. Praise God. Also, the Holy Ghost reminded me, did I ask God? Which is another trip that I don't have to go around. That's one of those other trips that I take less of. Praise God. And see, this gives God time to set things in place to ensure that I'm sustained where he takes me. This is something that I had to find out. Psalm 32, verse 8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go. I will guide you with mine eye. So when we look at verse 17 again, God took them the slowest route to avoid unnecessary spiritual warfare. Well, it would have been just a physical warfare with them, but for us, it would be spiritual warfare and save us from peril. And what does that word peril mean? It means serious and immediate danger, jeopardy, risk, hazard, insecurity, and uncertainty. And I don't know about you, but any time that I've got ahead of God in haste, I feel insecure. I feel uncertain. I just feel so unstable and just out of sorts. And I really don't like it. Praise God. So that's one incentive. Those are a few incentives in order to keep me in line. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And so in regard to spiritual warfare, the Lord let me know that where he's taking me, like many of us, but for me, I need more intercessors in place on behalf of myself and this ministry. And I'm aware that there are some already interceding on my behalf in the ministry. And I so thank you for that. I really appreciate you. I'm so grateful to you. You just don't know, because I can tell when people are praying for me. Thank you, Jesus. Just like I can tell when people are praying against me in the ministry too. So I thank you and I need you. Please keep it going. I need you. He let me know that I need people that love and have a heart for God. They love God and have a heart for God and what he wants, praise God. I can't do this by myself. I need people. In 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, verse 9, Paul is talking about a great door of opportunity that opened to him. But there's more adversaries. And oftentimes, that's what happens. The greater the opportunity, the more adversaries at the door. And Paul had people around him that were of like mind and of a like faith. They supported him through prayers and various ways. He wasn't alone. So not moving in haste gives God time to move on the hearts of those who will intercede on my behalf and behalf of the ministry. It also takes more finances. That's something else that I need to wait on people to respond by giving financial help to the ministry. Another reason not to move in haste is knowledge. We need knowledge for where we're going. We just can't step out not knowing how to be there. Let's go to Proverbs 19, and I'll be reading verse 2. I'll also be reading out of the Revised Standard Version and the New Revised Standard. The Revised Standard Version says, "It is not good for a man to be without knowledge, and he who makes haste with his feet misses his way." The New Revised Standard Version says, "Desire without knowledge is not good, and one who moves too hurriedly misses the way. Are you hearing what the Word of God is saying? This is what I'm talking about. We miss out on knowledge, and we also miss the path that God would have us on. More knowledge is required where He's taking us. He's also divinely connecting us with people who will add knowledge to us to fulfill the call of God on our lives. Those who are filling in the gaps in order that we have the fullness of where we were missing it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give you an example of haste. Have you ever watched a relay race where each member on your team runs with a baton a quarter of the distance before passing it to the next team runner? And if running too fast, the person in front can miss grabbing the baton, drop it, and because they've already started this momentum, have to go back, pick it up, and try to catch up. They lose ground. And that's the way it is when moving too fast in haste. We miss much needed knowledge we need to receive from God and those He places in our lives to complete our race. And we have to go back. Oftentimes, I've had to start over and pick up where I left off, where I missed it. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, that's nothing nice. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So the last thing today is in verses 21 and 22 of Exodus 13. It reads, "And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people." His presence was always with them. He never left them. Like us, He never leaves us. But when we're moving too fast and we get ahead of God, not only do we miss out on the knowledge we need, sometimes we lose sight of Him and don't sense His presence the way we need, or the way we used to, because we stepped out on our own ahead of God. And if He's to lead us and we get ahead of God, how can we see what He's doing and which way He wants to go if we're in front of Him, if He's in the back of us, so to speak? That's something to think about, isn't it? And I know, because I've done that too. Praise God. Help me, Jesus. And He has helped me. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So that said, there are some perils to moving in haste. Well, praise God. I do pray that this has blessed you. I do thank you for joining me. This is Spirit of Life Ministries. I'm Sister B, and until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Spirit of Life Ministries, an end time ministry purposed for revival of the heart toward God, restoration of the soul for the hungry and the lost. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let those that hear say, Come. And let them that are athirst come. They that will, let them take the water of life freely." If you would like to contact or be a blessing to the ministry, Spirit of Life Ministries can be reached at 414-249-5121. Until next time, thank you and God bless you.